Some people are giving you donuts. Some people are giving you high fives. It's good.
Some people are giving you bad grades.
I don't like those people. Pete. I get up and I walk in a circle four times and I lay in that circle for 5 minutes thinking about what I've done.
What did you do? Good morning, Alex.
Good morning is correct, and good morning is right, and we're in something that you would not expect.
It's
from
too
us.
Early.
No, it's not too early. There's people that have been to work for 2 hours by now.
That doesn't mean that I have to be recording a podcast by now.
What's your favorite thing to do at 6:26 a.m.?
Sit in Alex's car and record our conversation.
Oh, I was going to say sleep.
Oh.
That's my often.
Guess we're on
favorite
the different pages
do.
There.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm glad that you like to do this because we're doing it.
Man, this is the favorite thing I've ever done, and I didn't even know it existed.
It's not too bad.
No, it's not.
No, we're liking it. We're here in my brand new car,
Tesla.
Yeah, we're here in my Lexus. Just recording a podcast.
Yeah, you know, I do everything in there now.
Oh man.
Homework in the car.
I come to the car even when I don't need to, when I'm asleep. It's just habit by now. I wake up, walk to the car.
I attach the keys to my fingers.
Really?
Yeah.
I replaced my index finger
with my car key.
You would not believe how easy it is.
It's actually a remote start, but so it's okay. It's whatever.
I just want people to know I have a Lexus.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. We're so proud of you.
It is 6:27 in the a.m. today.
So you're going to hear our morning voices, but guess what? You can't smell our morning breath.
But I sure can.
Mr. Coffee Breath over here.
Yeah, I'm the one with the coffee.
No, but I'm the one with the...
Joy.
I just woke up. So,
oh.
Breath. Mm-hmm.
It's great.
So, if you guys hear any cars drive by, huh?
Some just moved in your back seat.
Yeah, it's just old Nick. St. Nick.
It's getting ready, huh?
Up he is on getting... the house top.
Cliff.
I just heard this off the first time a couple days ago.
Really?
On Sunday.
That's interesting. We actually... may have been singing that right before we hit record.
We definitely were.
We definitely were, for whatever reason.
We love a good Christmas time.
We
Christmas
love good Nick.
Music sesh, and of course, St. Nicholas. You know, I just had a roommate tell me a useless fact, but now it's going to end up going to dozens and dozens of people.
At least three. Okay, go. What is that fact?
Joel, Josiah, and Nana. They're going to listen for sure.
So what's that fact? Does
that
have to do with Christmas?
Is of St. Nick.
Okay. Like what he was?
That he was actually a person. You know that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, this man, he attended the Council of Nicaea, if you that rings a bell, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that has to do with Constantine?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
That sounds about right. All I know is just the fact I know. And I know the words in them. And I don't even know how true this fact is. It might not even be a fact. This fable.
There is a cat right outside your car. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm not allowing any
Sorry.
Special guests.
Sorry.
That he attended the Council of Nicaea, and something was said, and I wish I remembered, because I honestly didn't care too much at the time. But he said someone said something, and Saint Nick slapped him.
What?
Yep. Slapped him.
Slapped him?
In the face. I've been there.
He's Set not...
With a tortilla. So
he's no longer a good old Saint Nick.
Yeah, he's not so holly and jolly, guys.
Mm-mm.
He's a brawler.
Yeah. Then you say they're sitting there and they're like, you know, Nick, you're old. We're good.
You're Saint.
We call you Saint. Good old Saint Nick. Why don't you get up on a rooftop?
Yeah, how do you feel about being brought up every year?
What's your thoughts on shingles? Chimneys?
You like cookies? Milk?
Are you allergic to pine trees?
Guess what? you're not going to be real anymore.
You're fake.
We are making you fake.
That's what they told the Sasquatch, too.
You never, right, growing up with Santa as a person?
No. Okay, as a person, no.
I didn't think so. And I never did as well. I even, like, how do you... I don't even know how I learned. Maybe it just was never taught. So I'm still trying to learn it, maybe, of Santa Claus.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess, you just tell kids that their presents are from Santa, and that's when they believe?
I guess so.
I guess. Maybe I should try.
But, yeah, we never were like that. We did grow up, however, believing the Loch Ness Monster and Sasquatch and all those other things.
Yeah, you still do a little bit, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Because you always tell me sometimes.
I always tell them sometimes. Always sometimes I tell them. Man. There's
100% of the time, I can count on it 40% of the time. Oh, we just have a person in front of us. I thought I picked a place where no one was going to see us. I was like,
that
surely.
That is so funny. Another... Oh, she was grabbing something.
Yeah, she was just grabbing a jacket.
All right, well, we should probably get into this podcast here.
Oh, we're in it.
Oh, we're in it.
This is it. This is what they came to hear.
Oh, okay.
They wanted to continue to hear us talk about Saint Nick a Claus.
It's interesting what a different environment does to you.
Yeah.
Like recording this.
I remember our first time. You remember our first time attempting to record, huh?
Fondly.
Let's go back. Hey, Trin.
Hi, Alex.
The ghost of Christmas past took us here.
What?
Look, we're in the place where we first tried to record our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We tried to record it in a nursery.
Yeah, we did.
And...
we were not flowing that day.
No, either we weren't flowing or we just felt uber weird.
Yeah, that too.
Like, I wish there was a recording of that. I think we have burned that. You right? Yeah, you burned that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost wish I could hear what we said. I've got to make sure.
It is real weird.
Keep the mic in front of my mouth here. But, I wish I could hear, because it was so nothing. That's what it was.
Man, Trent always sometimes talks about how it was so much nothing.
Trent always talks about so nothing.
So nothing. Like, I just hear him like, dude, that's so nothing.
Trent, come on, give me some substance.
Give me some so something.
I'm just hoping for substance. Trent, this week was finals week.
Finally.
Finally. It was awesome.
Yes, it was.
Honestly, I love finals week because you're in and out of class. You're ending it all. Some people are giving you donuts. Some people are giving you high fives. It's good.
Some people are giving you bad grades.
I don't like those people.
We all know those people.
We know them. We love them. We hate them.
You are just contradictory today.
Gotta have them.
Gotta have them if you like them.
Can't live with them. Can't live without them. That's a saying.
That is a saying. Anyway, it is finals week.
Yeah, and...
we're at the end now.
Yeah, we're just going and... this is the final of the days.
We're finaled out.
This is finally the beginning of Christmas break.
It's the beginning of the end of finals, finally.
I am looking forward to Christmas break, but got to get past today, got to drive home. That's what's on the docket for today, man. I'm driving home.
Really?
Coming home. If you guys can hear me, mom, dad, brother, I'm coming home.
I'll be home this Friday. You can plan on. That was a lot deeper than I
thought. Someone is out there saying, huh, that actually sound bad. Huh, Trent, you're actually pretty good.
Someone's out there saying, I wish you wouldn't have done that.
And then someone who knows music goes,
oh.
Why does he do this?
They unsubscribed.
I listen to you for your talking voice, not your singing. Oh. Now imagine what they think when I sing. Oh, man.
That wasn't my real singing voice.
Of course not. That'd be so funny.
That would be really funny.
Yeah, you know, if you know what Trent looks like, he doesn't look like that would come out of him. So that is that is just a funny thought that whenever he sings casually.
But it did come out of me though.
But like naturally. I mean, I guess that was naturally. You weren't using some artificial.
We digress.
Okay. Anyway, before I get into the weeds here, I'm gonna put some spray on this thing. So like in 12 hours, I'll be home.
That's really cool.
About that. Maybe probably a little bit more. But how have you had a good week of everything?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been great.
For the most part?
For the mostly, it's been good.
For the least part?
No, for the most part.
Good.
It's been really good.
Yeah. I mean, nothing honestly too eventful. It's kind of just
been
like.
It's been fast though.
Oh, brother, it has. I mean, you're telling me. I'm telling you.
Yes, you are.
That it has gone by this week because we just got back from Thanksgiving break.
Yeah.
Like a week and a half ago.
It was just like we were on the road together.
In this very same car. In this very same setting, but not.
You got to stop with this. It was like we were just here, except we weren't. It was just like this, but it wasn't.
I'm like fishing for a quote, you know?
Yeah. One of my favorite things my mom has ever said, was she said, not on purpose, but one time, she was describing something, like a board game. She's like, okay, you know, like Monopoly. So like think of Monopoly. It's nothing like that. It's just so funny because it's like, you know, Alex, just think of Nick.
Well, yeah.
But he's nothing like Nick.
Oh.
It's just so funny because it like contradicts itself. I don't think she meant to say it, but it was really, really funny.
How do I drive? I don't really get driving. Can you tell me how to drive?
Okay. So you're going to want to put your hands on the wheel.
Yeah.
Out the one behind the passenger's door.
Uh-huh.
And then, so just imagine Mario Kart.
Okay.
But it's nothing like that.
Oh, see, that's how it would go in the real world.
Potentially. maybe.
This is not the real world. This is a podcast. Lock in.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. That's good. Anyway, oh, I'm glad you had a good week. I'm glad that you're passing. Let's just say yes, at least, for all our parents that are listening.
For all intents and purposes, I am passing all my classes.
For all intents and parents. For all parents and...
In...
In-laws.
I was going to say in-laws. Yeah.
Yeah, hey, we're passing it. We're doing this thing. And I'm doing well,
with the Lord's help.
With God, by God's grace, we are.
And an unholy amount of coffee. I think yesterday I had like 5 cups of coffee and I didn't even realize.
Someone just gasped. That's listening. Not like live.
Oh, I was like,
is that
you
cat?
Scared me.
Is that cat that's out there? He just gasped.
Hey, Cheddar. I named him Cheddar just now.
Oh, I like that name. That's a good name for a cat. And I don't even like cats.
So. Yeah, I was the other day, I was just drinking coffee cup after cup, not even thinking. And it was like 10:30 in the morning. And I said, that was like my fifth.
Five cup. By 10:30?
It was pretty bad.
What time did you wake up? Go ahead, brag right now.
I can't brag. That's the sad thing.
5:30.
No, it was like 7.
I woke up at 10. Span of 30 minutes.
I woke up at 10:25, down 5 cups of coffee. Do you not do that every morning?
Woke up, down a cup.
I wonder what the weirdest, morning rituals are. Not rituals, but, you know, routines. Not rituals, routine.
I get up and I walk in a circle 4 times and I lay in that circle for 5 minutes thinking about what I've done.
What did you do?
It's just, I'm constantly putting myself in timeout.
I wake up. And I sit under the Christmas tree, wrapped in wrapping paper, hoping Satanic comes.
Every day. Not just during the Christmas season.
And everyone else is like, should we tell her Christmas is only on December 25th? Nah.
It's okay. Do you think that they, I was thinking about this, they have like some sort of like salt or pepper or both that's called the reason for the seasoning?
Ooh.
Maybe we should make some Tuckin' Tea salt.
If I had room, I'd look it up.
It's okay. Yeah, we're a little cramped.
But honestly, that's not a bad idea. Do maybe some like steak seasoning.
Yeah, some turkey seasoning, ham seasoning. Turkey. Hey, is your turkey a little bland? Well, that's a reason for the seasoning. Here at Tuckin' Tea Podcast, we have our best.
That'd be the weirdest merch ever.
You know how, like, Dew Perfect, they have, like, beans? They had beans?
What?
Beans.
They had beans?
They had beans a while ago.
Wow.
Do you, I remember. I was big. Oh, Dew Perfect fan.
Yeah.
They had, like, green.
Yeah, the green beans. Yeah. Oh, but no, not green beans. No, they weren't. That's a little misleading.
The can is green, so I thought they were green beans.
These are not green beans.
They're like baked beans, and I'm not even a fan of baked beans.
Hey, me neither. Put her there.
Hey, boom.
If only we could.
That's okay. We'll get one after. We'll get one in after. Hey, this is, just so you guys know, this is probably a little bit shorter of a podcast. We've got to be a little somewhere, but I think we'll be just around the time that
I think
we need.
This has also been the most random of most of our podcasts so far.
You know, a car will do that to you.
A car at 6:30? What did you think would happen?
What? I'm not sitting down in my recliner.
Yeah. So, I mean, we had finals this week.
Yeah.
I don't think anymore. I'm done thinking.
Did do too much. I've only been thinking about, you know, next week and stuff like that. And so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did try for something to happen next week.
Okay.
And I really wanted it to happen. I told you.
Oh, yes.
I.
That's right. You want to learn how to make
two
cans of green beans.
No, I already. Just follow the instructions on the label, dude.
Okay.
Alex, wants to go so badly. And I'm going to say this so pitifully that perhaps one kind soul might look fondly on me.
Where are you going?
I want to go so badly to New York City.
Oh, yeah.
For during Christmas season. Like, so badly. Like, nothing in me hurts so much than to go to
then those beans.
I'll tell you, those baked beans are just, oh, man.
What if you really want to go that bad?
No, really, really, really bad.
Would you consider, I know you don't like future things, but would you consider putting it off until you were married?
I don't want to wait 10 years.
Oh. It could be joking. 2 years.
It could be tomorrow. Pranked you guys. I've never been a single day in my life.
I came out of the womb wed.
I said, here's this ring. Got on my knee. And the girl next to me in the NICU.
We are off topic. Okay, should we look if we have any mail?
Wait, I didn't even say my what?
Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Hey.
No, you go ahead.
I need to tell them. Because then
tell them.
Someone can help me out here. I found this thing that Amazon Prime was doing with another company called Student Universe, and they give out flights, and that's kind of what they do. Student Universe does. And so what they were doing is they're giving away $25 flights. And I was like, oh, my goodness. They're doing it for people from the ages of 18 to 24. Guess what? I'm in that. And so I was like, I've got to do this. I've got to. And so I tried one day, and I mean, it is... It's real, it's not sketchy at all, but it is just, it didn't make sense. I don't know what's happening because it says it was going to drop at 10 Pacific time and 1 o'clock Eastern time. I'm in the Central time zone, so I believe that to be at 12. Well, the first day I tried, I was on there, and at like 11:30, they said, sold out from of all these, of all the things. Because what they do is they release 1,000 tickets, and you have to like be the first, be of the first, and you have to complete it, your transaction, that kind of thing. And so I was going to try to do that, and I was ready, and I had the, it pulled up on my phone, and it just said they were sold out. I was like, okay, I don't know why. I'll try tomorrow. Tomorrow, the day came, the next day came, and that would have been yesterday for me. And I was super duper, like, committed to doing it. I was like, I'm going to get it today. So I was on that screen from literally 9 o'clock, checking it at, like, every 15 minutes.
Wow.
Like, about that, at least. And I'd, like, barely let my phone turn off. I just did not want to lose it. Did not want to lose it. And because I still don't even know how it works. Like, I don't know if it's just going to pop on my screen and then I can go to a website and do it. I don't really know. And so I'm keeping it open from, like, 9:30. It is about 2:30 now. And I go to talk to someone. And I don't want to have my phone out when I'm talking to someone because that's just, I mean, that's not. But I kept it on, but, like, in my pocket. But I guess it turned off. And anyway, I get done talking. And I look at my phone. It was, like, 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, sold out of our tickets today. Come back tomorrow. And I was like, oh, man, are you kidding me?
Wow.
Like, the one time I was talking. And they said that they were, remember, I said they were releasing it at 12. It was 2:30.
Hmm.
So I don't even know what's going on. Honestly, I don't even need these flights necessarily. I know there's other people that are trying to go home for the holidays. So, honestly, if they're getting it, then I'm okay with that. But I really want to go to, my plan was, if I got the flights, I was going to go to New York City. And I was going to spend, like, a day there. I was, like, going to go there and come back. And I wasn't going to, you know, pay for a hotel or anything. I was going to go for a day, see all things I want to see. I want to see Central Park.
Yeah, what do you want
to do? Okay. I wanted to see Times Square. I don't even know how close these are together.
Okay. What else?
And I wanted to what did I want to do?
Just walk around.
I don't know. That's kind of it. Oh, eat pizza is what I was going to say.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Have a New York slice. And I thought that'd be fun. And so I really wanted to. Today's my last chance to do it. Last day.
Well, let's pray you get it.
Right now. No. yeah, I really wanted to. And I might try today, but it doesn't seem like there's, like, I feel like there's other people that have figured out how to do it. I'm still in the way dark here.
In the way dark.
I'm lit up in the dark.
I'm lit up in a dark place.
So if anyone, knows a pilot, pilots get free flights often.
I know.
Or cheaper flights.
3 or 4 pilots.
Personally, they're really close. They get cheap flights.
Not commercial pilots.
Okay. I should have said that. So thank you. Because other people think the same thing. I don't care if you know a regular private pilot.
I don't care if he owns a crop duster.
I'm joking. But I just want to say that if you know a commercial airline pilot.
Okay, I don't know any of those, but I do know a stewardess.
Does she get flights?
I don't know.
You guys had to be pretty close. Like, no one's going to do it. Okay, anyway, doesn't matter.
We could walk into the airport and just walk and talk to all the guys.
Hey, catch the pilot. Can I get a flight, please? Can I get on the flight?
What do you say? We fly together.
I'll help you
out. Where are you going today? Mind if I come?
New York. New York.
Hey, can you drop me off in New York, please?
The city's so nice, they named it twice.
What is that?
It's just something they say over there.
Oh, it's, It's That's something they always do. Sometimes say.
Yeah, so get me tickets for Christmas. I'm just kidding. I probably won't be able to go this year. It's pretty last minute. But I would love to go see, like, New York at Christmas. Just, my heart longs to be there. It just, also, I want to do, like, a Home Alone tour where I go and see all the things from Home Alone 2.
Oh, yeah.
Lost in New York. I love that movie a lot.
A lot of people love that movie a lot.
Yeah, and I'm one of them. Anyway, oh, my goodness. We Is it that time?
Do you hear them coming? Do you hear it? All right, Alex, we have three today. Three fan mails, and then one from Sasha, who sent us a receipt for $619. Alex, what did we buy?
I didn't tell you. I bought $614 worth of pennies. We made money.
It said, Dear TalkingTPodcast.com. We appreciate your order. You paid $619. I don't think we did.
Sasha, what are you saying?
Anyway.
What do you say, girl?
Thank you, Sasha. Okay, the next one that we have here is from Josiah Steelman.
The one Sweet. And only.
Okay, so remember what you talked about his Jeep the other week?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he gets back to us on that. He says this, It is not my Jeep. It is my cousin's. It is a 1998 and has about 162,000 miles on it. Man. It is a manual transmission, and the spare tire was made the same week my cousin who owns it was born.
How
Wait.
Do you know that? That is unreal.
Wait.
Do you have that special skill, Josiah, that you can...
Dude, my superhero powers, being able to look at anything and being able to tell you the manufacture date. That bus over there, what do you want to know about it?
It was assembled in 1972, but it wasn't really put out and produced until...
That Spanish glass over there. Oh, we're out of power.
So
he continues on to say, me and my brother and my two cousins were camping... I don't know how to say that. Ochida Mountains during Thanksgiving weekend. The picture was taken at the campsite. Sadly, I don't live on nature ground. I live in town.
Oh, we thought you were a mountain
Bummer.
Man. We thought you were a mountain man.
I live in the town too, though. So
yeah, I'm a big suburb guy.
Thanks, Josiah. It's just an ongoing conversation with him. I really like that.
I enjoy it.
Well, he texted me this week.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, he said he's tucked in.
Thank for you, this.
He's locked in, sorry, locked in.
Yes.
All right, you got the next one?
Yes. We're going to go from...
Mr. N?
Yeah. I gotcha. Mr. N. Maroda. If I could say your last name.
He told me about this.
Okay. He says, guess who was on top? He's talking about Spotify Wrapped. That's so cool. He sets the pictures. Let's see here. Yeah, let me just view. He spent 2,975 minutes listening to this podcast.
What?
Have we even put that many minutes out?
He's re-listening.
Let's go. How many minutes have we put out? I don't even know.
I don't know. I don't want to do that math.
Say 60 times 24 is a big number.
Where does 16 times 24...
60. We would even talk for 60 minutes most of the time. Probably what, 50-minute average?
I don't know.
Okay, doesn't matter, I guess.
Actually, did you read the rest of Noah's?
No, not yet. I have to.
Okay, I'll read it while you do that. I also want y'all to know that you guys are real inspiration for me, and your podcast has helped me mentally and academically as I do homework and listen. Thank you.
You do homework and listen?
Wow, that's talent. I'm not able to listen to people's voices and do things.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I feel like I'd start writing down what we're saying.
That's awesome. Thank you, Mr. Noah. We really, really appreciate you. Really a lot. Thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah, Noah, he's a good friend of mine. I met your little sister today. She looks at me, or not today, 2 days ago. And she looked at me and she said, are you Noah Maroda's friend?
That's awesome.
And I was like, I am.
You betcha.
And I don't see that part that you sent. Where is that?
Oh, maybe it's below all those?
Maybe. Yeah, we are his number one podcast that he listened to. Thank you, Noah. That is awesome.
Maybe I only got it.
50 times 25 is 1,250. Which actually,
so
I definitely
minutes.
Should have been able to look at that and do it. But that means he like listened to each episode like twice. No?
Hey, he's got a lot of homework, Alex.
You know, their teachers these days are
loading them up.
A bunch of homework. I did not like homework.
Should we end this?
I think so. Yes. We shall.
Okay, goodbye. I was so late.
I was going to say something along the lines of what I just said, which was about, school, homework, and then I was thinking about punishments this week.
Oh.
Did you have any weird punishments, like, at school? That, like, when I think of punishments, I think of school. Because that was, like, that was, like, a punishment in itself.
I think of school itself.
I honestly did not like school, and so just going was my punishment enough, and I did not like.
So, I don't know any weird punishments, but I would try and reverse psychology the teacher in elementary school.
Bye.
Well, she would, a lot of times, she would ask, what is your most, like, say we got in trouble. She would say, what is your most hated thing to, like, clean or do? Like, your chore, or not chore, but your, like, thing.
Yeah.
And whatever you said, she'd be like, well, joke's on you. You're doing that. And so I would tell her my favorite thing. I would just tell her my favorite thing. And then she'd be like, you're doing that because you hate it. And I'm like, yep. Cool.
Gotcha, teacher.
So is that lying? I don't know.
I mean, truly you didn't love it.
No, I didn't love anything.
Wait, what was it that you loved? Or
so we had like a concrete, I could call it a gym. Like they had a basketball hoops on it. But it's just a big concrete basement. So they just kind of put hoops up. So it wasn't meant for like a basketball court. Like an 8-foot hoop.
Okay. And how high is the ceiling?
High enough to shoot, but it was pretty low. Like, it was pretty low.
And you shoot laser shots down there? You're just
no, it had to be pretty flat. It was probably like a 12-foot ceiling, 8-foot hoop.
Oh my goodness. You like crossed the street?
Yeah, it was crazy. And anyway, my favorite job was to dust mop that. You know those big old dust mops? The big ones?
Oh, yeah.
I would just get down there and sprint with that thing. You just... couldn't even see me. I was going
so
fast.
You get it done so quick, and then, you know, dunk a basketball.
I couldn't.
At 8 foot?
You
were 4 foot. No.
Yeah. Not at years 8 through 12.
Well, maybe you could have had a good little arc on that shot then, if you're...
Yeah.
4'6".
That church building had some weird rooms down there next to the gym part. There was like a weird cooler room, a weird like dungeon room.
Cooler room. Tell
like
me about the cooler.
Refrigerated room.
Oh, okay.
Not cooler. Like that's our cool room. That's our not cool
room.
This is
our cool room.
This is our awesome
cooler
room.
Room.
This is our bombastic
coolest.
Room.
The coolest room. Yeah.
Anyway, do you have anything real quick for your punishments
My
or anything?
Punishments. My punishments growing up were not.
My punishments were not. They were not.
They weren't that bad. I don't look back. I was just thinking because I heard of someone mention about how they got in trouble and they had to write out 100 times that they would never do that
again.
Yeah,
we did that too.
I used to do stuff like that. Not for. I wasn't in.
Just for fun.
I wasn't in trouble for doing it, but like we'd have to write out. Some things about school, like
our
letters or whatever it is, like so many times. Our spelling list. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Why
not
in the world?
Good.
Why in the world? I still can't spell, so that was all a waste. doing that. And my hand hurt so bad. And that punishment just sounds 100% awful and 100% terrible. That's 200% awful.
That is 200%. Yeah, not fun.
I didn't like a single minute or second of that.
Not even the first word?
Not even the first.
Okay. Well, we have one locked in this week.
Oh, yeah?
I know, I got from Josiah. I didn't get any others, and to be honest, with finals and studying. I don't remember the others that we had.
Mine was about a
boy
mug, maybe.
Sure, we can go with that.
It was something that you had on your side, and I like looked at it and I said, "Oh, people have this." It might have been something about a water bottle. Something about a water bottle. I feel like I mumbled that sentence through. No longer will I do so.
Well, do you want to give one for this week?
Yeah, I'll give a locked in and for this week. And it is someone who is on their way home. You're on your way home. You could be walking home.
Okay.
Could be driving home, flying home, train home, bus, Greyhound bus home. Let's see how else home can you get. Running.
Running
home.
Away from what? What are they running away from?
That's for them to know and you to find out.
Cheddar?
Mister. Cheddar the cat. I don't like cats.
Me neither. Sweet.
Go
ahead.
Sorry, no.
Go ahead. Nope. All you, brother.
All I was going to say is, and yours?
Oh. And mine is someone who is right now at this instant eating a banana. That's all I want to know.
Really? Does it count, like, if it's in pudding?
Yeah. Any form of banana.
Okay.
Laffy Taffy.
Okay, that's not banana.
Authentic.
Authentic flavoring.
Organic.
Organic Laffy Taffys might be good.
Do you know what you... Have you heard that fact about the flavoring on banana Laffy Taffys?
No.
How the flavoring... This is what I've heard. So it's probably not true. I hear a lot of untrue things. I don't know why. Maybe I need to get better sources of information.
Yeah, you need to take in better stuff.
I heard... Allegedly, that the banana flavored Laffy Taffy, the reason why it doesn't really taste like a real banana. Do you think it tastes like a real banana?
No.
Right. Okay.
I'll go on record and say.
Okay.
I don't
so
think it does.
So they say the reason is because the flavor of banana it's based off is actually an extinct type of banana.
Who's saying this, Laffy Taffy?
I don't know.
They're like, oh.
Probably wouldn't take that much looking into to find out.
We're giving you the chance.
They're bringing back some extinct banana.
Yeah, seriously.
That they're trusting that someone said that tastes like this. Anyway. My locked in eating something banana. My locked out this week will be someone who is not eating banana. No, I'm kidding.
Dude.
Someone
Everyone
who's eating,
else.
Someone who's eating something that has to do with a pear.
Oh, I'm a fan of pears.
Yeah.
Me, Alex, I am. I'm a fan of pears.
So, pear locked out, banana good.
Okay. My locked out for this week is going to be someone who is sitting next to someone who is not listening. So, if you're, you have an earbud in and you're sitting next to someone that's not listening, let them know.
Hey, you're not listening.
No, let them know that they should be listening. You play it out loud, and you guys can both listen. Actually, have them listen on their phone so we get another download.
All you got to do is say, you're missing out.
Hey, man, pop in this earbud, and you flick it to them like a coin, and they grab
it. Which it lands instantaneously in their ear.
And you play it on full blast, and they hear this. Welcome to the Tucked In Tea Podcast. I'm Alex.
I can't say anything. I was so mesmerized by your intro.
Yeah.
I'm Trent.
I have that effect on podcasts. When you hear my voice through this mic, it is as though a hypnotizer.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, we got to close out here soon.
Soon.
Let me ask.
It's so short.
Yeah.
Hey, it's all right. You guys.
It's been a weird episode, I'll be honest.
If you need to catch up, you can go on the Patreon. If you need to, more time of us.
Yeah, we do have more on there.
For $1 a month. Oh, can I say this real quick?
Okay, say it.
This. I'm joking.
Oh, man. Okay, so for this week, just something that the Lord stuck out to me comes from the theme of the school this year, actually. Be ye holy.
Oh, yeah.
Or actually, so be ye holy. But just the thought of, I was kind of working through that passage a little bit, and in 1 Peter, and it says, be holy. For why, Alex?
For I am holy.
That's right. So, just talking about, I guess, living intentionally and living, it's not like we're just here. I think I mentioned something like this last week, too. Just living life to live it and just doing, you know.
Yeah.
What we find enjoyment in. But truly, we are called to be holy because he is holy. And we are called to serve him. And in every area of life, the verse says, in all manner of conversation, meaning just behavior, all manner of life, every part of us should strive to be holy. And, I mean, because we're, one day, we're looking towards eternity. And everything we do is going to matter. And so, strive to be holy and ask the Lord for help, because obviously we cannot be completely holy. But we do need the Lord's help for that. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good thought. Oh, here comes someone else that they might look into our window and see us. But anyway, I was thinking about, that's almost kind of, what you said is like kind of almost what I want to say. It's just, you know the saying, everyone knows it, that comparison is the thief of joy, right? That's just a saying. I don't even know where it comes from. Someone said it, and a lot of people after them said it, and so not the saying. And but I was just thinking about it, and you know, oftentimes, you know, we're always, you know, comparing ourselves to other people, and then that is where we get, you know, that it just steals your joy, because you're like, okay, yeah, I got this new car, but he got that car, and he got it for cheaper, and he got it for it is better than this. It has a, you know, good backup camera, and it has, you know, and I could do all these things, which actually I'm super thankful for what I have. But like I said, when I compare what I have to what someone else's has, then that is ruining my gratitude to God. And so even you know, we're coming out from Thanksgiving, so we can still talk about thanks, right? And so you know, it'll steal your gratitude to God when you're comparing yourself to others, and when you're kind of putting yourself up against everyone else, when that should be the case, when it's just you and God, and that's what it should be, your relationship with God. You're walking through life, just you and God. And there's, of course, there's other people that come around you, and you guys are all working together and going forth together. But really, when it comes down to it, it's just you and God, and it's not really what else is going down here on Earth. That, yeah, you know, our podcast doesn't have 1,000,000 listeners, and our podcast, some people listen every week, and they still don't join the Patreon. And, you know, I can't, I'm joking. but, you know, I could do all this comparison, and I could do all these things horizontally, but that would just ruin my gratitude to God for what we have, and in my life, in my what he's given me, and so that's kind of thing. But then also we compare ourselves to God, because he's the standard. You know, Jesus, he sent his son Jesus to be the perfect example for us in every aspect of life, and so that is our standard. That's what we should do. Our comparing is to Jesus, and then doing that, you know, that might also maybe see the joy for a little bit, but that should have you strive to go and to be like him. And that's our goal here on Earth, is to live like Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit for the glory of the Father. And so that's just been on my mind.
Amen.
Amen. And, you're kind of a little trapped here, but do you have maybe a saying from Narb?
I think the banana thing was.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, I like that. All right. Yeah, guys, it is a shorter podcast, but we're going to put out, you know, there's going to be an after show. Probably not for this week, but because, sorry.
Because, sorry.
Sorry. But we really do appreciate you guys listening. It is just a blast to do this every week. And that's why we're excited to do it at 7:10. So,
well,
yeah.
This has been two guys in Alex's car at 6 in the morning.
Okay, guys. Yeah. We'll see.
Enjoy your weeks.
Oh, we're different.
Oh, stay different.
Stay tucked.
In.
Peace.
See ya.
Noggin.
Smile and wave.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. And we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday.